Hello, everybody. Recording live from somewhere.
Lord of the Mercy, all night Sunday Central.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Kid Nerd Corner, a podcast about soccer shirts and urbanism and urban design and how those things interact. We're going to focus heavily on urban design this round.
And that last episode really opened up.
Well, we really didn't get to address our thoughts on density and the 15-minute city. I really feel like we need to address that.
So subscribe to the Urban Density podcast, which is now the offshoot. Wherever good podcasts are sold.
All transit, all the time here at Transit Nerd Corner.
I'm in for that. I have nothing to add, but I want to be a part of it. Anyway, back to the kits.
There, Mark. No, we switched to transit. We're going to be talking about today in this 20th episode. We are going to be talking about the Canadian Premier League 2024 season, Macron kits releases. Oh my God. Whew, that's a good one, Brenton. Good job. We're going to be looking at all eight of the away shirts and with an additional little third shirt thrown in. And it's a good one. It's a fun one.
All eight of those shirts are able to be worn on public transit.
You can wear these.
And in a 15-minute city.
Yeah, you could walk to your library in this shirt.
Exactly. You could do your groceries in this shirt.
And one of these could really only be seen due to low light pollution.
Mm-hmm. But then we'll tax the heck out of you in order to, and then we'll, what is even a 15-minute city? Like, how long do you want to spend on a 15-minute city here, guys?
No more than 14 minutes and 59 seconds. Can we get on with it, kids?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Like, if you missed the CanPL home shirt episode, get back there. Listen to that one. That's a great one, too. Episode 19. Like that episode, we're going to be doing west to east. We're going to start with Pacific, make our way across this wonderful, great country of ours, all the way over to Halifax. We're going to take a bus the entire way.
We're
taking trains. We're not taking a bus. Bus. We're taking a train. What's wrong with you? We're
going to
put our bikes on the train so we can go on bike rides.
Is this where I say this has gone off the rails? Just asking.
Oh, train, another train reference.
Yeah, I know. Cuckoo, ca-choo, let's go.
It's only 8:30. What are you guys so worried about?
Shut it.
West Coast.
We're serious. Be serious here, folks. We're going to look at the Pacific away shirt first. The Pacific away shirt they dubbed it the Resilience Kit. And I'm just going to read this just to make sure I get all the things right here. The Resilience Kit was designed by Coast Salish artist Maynard Johnny Jr., who was also the designer of the 2022 kit. It features purple and teal and gray salmon on a white background. It embodies the spirit of resilience, the ability to overcome adversity as you journey through life. The jersey represents our commitment to using our platform to work towards a better future for Indigenous youth in our community. For each jersey sold, Pacific FC and Johnny, whose traditional name is T. Hequitun, I apologize for butchering that if I did, will donate $20 to Indigenous-based organizations Hope and Health, who do great work with kids in the region, and to the Indian Residential School Survivors Society. So amazing stuff behind this kit and a fairly stunning design, if I do say so, with the purple and teal salmon just like jumping right out at you when you take a look at it. We all rated this very highly. I think I would say that we all love it. And it is a pretty stunning shirt.
Yes.
Yes. Looks around the room. Everyone. Yes.
Agreed. Rich,
you're wearing it.
What? Since when?
Like 2 hours ago?
Yeah.
You know, for context, I've said multiple times in this podcast that if CanPL clubs are going to partner with a local indigenous artist or group and do something for that community and design a kit and give back, I'll buy your kit. And this is the second time Pacific have done it. It's the second time I bought it. The 2022 kit, which was effectively more so just a piece of art, which was partially hampered by a sponsor. It was something which I look back now, and as I look at the current kit that I'm wearing, I feel this shirt works better as a football kit than the 2022 kit, which just should be hung.
I'm terrified to wear mine. Art. Mine just stays in my closet. Yeah. I pull it out every now and again and I hang it. Yeah, I hang it on a door somewhere so I can look at it like a piece of art. And then I'm worried that it's going to fall off the hanger onto the floor. And I put it back in the closet because I don't want it to get ruined.
But this Pacific kit, I mean, I scored the original one. I think when we did the scoring, I think I gave it a 10 just based on concept and plan and art. This one I scored as a 9.5. As a design, it's more colorful with the purple, the teal, and the white, but it's not as in your face with the artwork. And I say it, as a football kit, it works a lot better. So it's in functionality, it's probably a better design than the original kit, not in terms of design.
Gotcha. I
like it. I agree. Sure, go ahead, Kristen.
No, I was gonna say I like the hell out of this kit. I really like that they've also partnered with the IRSSS. Like, that's a organization that I give that's one of the ones I donate to regularly. That's, you know, an annual thing for me, is to give them money because of the work they do. But I love the use of the salmon as the resilience. Like, that, if you know anything about salmon and how they live their lives or try to, you know, if you've ever had the opportunity to see a salmon spawning, going upstream, like, that is a trial. That is a huge thing, and it's a very cool thing to get to watch. And it is you see it all over West Coast Indigenous culture, and it was a perfect choice. I really love this design. He's super talented. But yeah, and I agree. I really, Rich, it looks like you're both wearing them, so this is great. So I get a little compare and contrast here. It looks, I like how it looks as a football kit on a person. No, I love this, you know, the sponsor is not nearly as bothersome on this one as, as on the other one, just in general, the TELUS sponsor is not nearly as intrusive a sponsor, you know, do you know what I mean? Cause it's just easier to, I think, to fit into something like this. Anyways,
it's not taking away from a piece of the art.
Yep.
Because yes. It's not covering a piece of the art
with the coloring system. Yeah. It's sort of been,
because the other one, the VW is actually covering a piece of the art.
It covers up a part of the actual design. Yeah.
Exactly.
Which I've for the original one, which I'm wearing right now, the 2022, it was a weird, unfortunate sort of realization. Yeah. I think when they released it, and then you could see.
Yeah. And we were all like, oh, wait a second.
You just covered up the central part of the shirt. Still manages to be an amazing shirt,
but it really was an
odd sort of little thing. I think this shirt, to me, I love the colors. I love the teal and purple on the gray and white background. A purple salmon jumping up onto your chest is wild to me.
Cool.
That's my football shirt with the purple salmon on it. Is pretty amazing. And they did it. Yeah, they did a great job.
I feel like, though, if you describe it like that, people are like, what? Why?
Yeah, it's weird. Why?
But then when you see it, the funny thing is, if you see it and then tell them it's purple salmon, they go, oh, those are salmon.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, it's just beautiful.
You
know what I mean? Like, it's not, to me, it's like, even if I don't know to look at that's supposed to be salmon, representing salmon, just as art, like I can figure out that those are likely fish. I don't have to ask too many questions because I'm enamored by it.
Yeah. 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 One thing I do want to point out, which I find to be so cool, is that not only does the pattern continue on the back, as we like to say, but the, like the actual fish.
Yeah. Like it wraps.
Both fish wrap around from the back to the front, which is just so fucking cool. You know, you've got a purple fish tail on your back and then around the side, and then a purple fish head on your chest, which is just.
And then don't forget about on the sleeves.
Yeah. And yeah, full credit. And I think you're right. This is a wacky shirt. Can we just say that?
It's super really wacky
shirt. Most of the away shirts are this year, but for the most part, in a really good way. Like, we'll get into it. But honestly, Macron, like.
The one thing I will say is that this, when the previous iteration of the, that Indigenous kit, which we were talking about leading into this, I had had an interesting defense of why I didn't like it, because I felt it was art that shouldn't belong on a shirt, and hearing Kristen explain why she doesn't wear it and why she protects it when she hangs it up to look at it kind of sort of weirdly made my point, and I didn't know that that's how you treated it. So
you feel vindicated?
Not vindicated, but like I feel understood. This is, to me, this is like if you had said to me that with Pacific's colors, they're going to do an Indigenous inspired kit with, you know, a local artist, and it's going to be fantastic, this is what I would have had imagined, not something that belongs in a gallery. And this is a fun, beautiful,
it is fun,
wacky, it's super wacky, but you know what, it is delightful. Like it is just whimsical. It is like it makes you want to ask questions like, why is it like this? What is this? And that is, to me, is the best compliment you can give to a piece of art like this. And I don't feel like having football shit around a piece of art, like the old kit was like, not insulting, but like awkward. This feels like very deliberate and fun and playful, and this is fantastic. This is a shirt I would absolutely want to own, 100% on my wish list already.
Yeah,
strong agree. Good stuff, Pacific. Again, let's move on to our next one. We're going geographically, and this, like, it feels, I think we're gonna, like, every away shirt, well, maybe barring one, is kind of phenomenal in its own way. So we're gonna move next to the shirt that I think caught the most attention in the kit world and in the Canadian soccer world. This is Vancouver's away, and it is a cherry blossom kit. It is a light pink covered in darker pink cherry blossoms over the entirety of the shirt, sleeves, body, back, everywhere. It is just busy with dark pink cherry blossoms. It has bold black and white cuff and collars with the taller collar. The taller collar is a bit bad. And then black logos on the chest. And this is pretty. This is such a pretty shirt. And the pinks are perfect. I'm editorializing here, guys. These are personal opinions here. Feel free to disagree. And then I look at your rankings. I'm like, okay, there's a little bit of a disagreement maybe happening somewhere there. Who wants to gush about this shirt first? Oh, it's Kristen. Got her hands up. Go, Kristen.
No, I again, like, the away kits for the most part are very strong this year. I really love this kit a lot. I am impressed with how well they pulled this off, how well they managed to do this design over the entire kit. It's busy as fuck, but it looks amazing. The colorway is great. The black is great. The black and white of the collar and the cuffs are great. I love how it spills across the back, and that it's not, that it's done very, like, it's random. Like, it's not uniform, because a fall of cherry blossoms wouldn't be uniform. I anyway, I'm blown away by this kit. It's one of my absolute favorites of the year. On our podcast, the one that doesn't do this all the time.
Edit this out.
I hear they suck. But
I said that Vancouver were the best looking team this year across both their kits. And I usually reserve that for Pacific. And I'm standing by that based on the strength of both of their kits. But I fucking love this thing. It's gorgeous. Anyways, Rich, you also love it. Let's hear it.
Yeah, I love it. I originally loved it slightly less than the Pacific Away. But then I saw a picture of this kit with long sleeves. And
oh, that's right.
And now I love it equally as much in terms of a rating score. Also, quick shout out for the Pacific kit. Offer this in long sleeves. The Away kit in long sleeves, like Vancouver have shown is available. Because the fact and in the Vancouver kit, you have the cherry blossoms continuing down in a pattern throughout the sleeve. So it's not just it's not a plain pink sleeve. Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that and I'm like, all right, yeah, no, they've really done that. And, you know, I now want a long sleeve Vancouver Away kit.
Now, I don't mean to burst your cherry blossom here, Rich.
Okay.
But you can burst those?
Yeah. Vancouver also showed promos with their long sleeve shirts last season, and those were not available for sale. Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody in Campiel has really released long sleeve kits for sale during the season.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right. York.
I've seen York do it.
Yep. Yeah. But I think we're all after season stuff.
After season, I think. You know, the what strikes me about this shirt is how I think Chris is right. How the pattern allows for some differences. It's not like a straight like. Here are a bunch of cherry blossoms. And yet it maintains a really nice balance in the dark and light pinks. Mm-hmm. And I just love a pink kit. This is lovely. Let's turn to Mark for a slightly differing take. But only because whenever we look at these ratings, it's like me and Rich and Kristen all rated it 9 or higher.
9.5.
And
seven.
And let's go to the Burlington judge.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mark, who hates this shirt, but he gave it a
Mark
seven.
Hates yeah. fun.
Yeah, I gave it a seven, again. So I hate it.
What do you hate about this shirt, Mark?
What I hate about it is that it reminds me of the cherry blossoms that murdered my father. I didn't see that coming, did you? Didn't you? Not true. It was a fir tree. But anyway, So full disclosure, I love a pink kit. I absolutely adore pink kits.
I know you do. As a pink kit,
I adore this. I love cherry blossoms. There's been a number of cherry blossom kits and shirts and whatnot, and they're all fantastic. So this might seem like splitting hairs, and I apologize, but what I liked about a lot of those cherry blossom kits and jerseys and what have you is that you saw the actual blossom, and forgive me for not knowing about the cherry blossoms that apparently are rampant throughout Vancouver. But when it first came out, I go, cherry blossoms? Like I didn't know.
Hey, that's okay. You're from like you're far away. You don't know these things. Like
we've got a small batch of cherry blossoms down by waterfront.
I live down the street from the cherry
blossoms. True. The blossom, like the flower and the tree, are part of that to me. And so because I had to kind of do, I'm sorry.
No, I'm asking that not sarcastically. Would you like an indication of branches or?
Yes, it's as stupid as it sounds. And maybe like if it had branches, I'd probably have given this a 10. And it's a very strange thing because I had to look it up to find out that that was what that was supposed to represent. Because I don't know anything about the geography. I don't know. Okay. It's still fantastic. Don't get me wrong. But because I had to kind of have that confirmed, I felt like, why am I looking
like the DC United kit?
Right. Like those, like, okay, the I know that, like, I can identify that as a blossom.
Yeah, it was also cherry blossom kid. It's just a different cherry blossom.
Yeah, not
kid.
Very good. But anyway, yeah, that's my gripe. So the seven is basically like the points against it are because I had to do
the work for them. Yeah,
I had
yeah.
to do the
yeah.
work.
Yeah.
This is sure. like if I. The difference is if I lived in Vancouver and I knew, oh yeah, there's cherry blossoms everywhere. Oh my God, a cherry blossom kid. This is a 10. This is a 10. And it's just my interaction with what I saw. If you own it, you're crushing life. Okay. You're a well-adjusted human being. You've got impeccable taste and you obviously know your stuff. Unlike me, who did not know that until I had to wait until the press release. So
I mean, do they even grow beautiful things in Hamilton or Burlington? Probably not, right?
I've seen a cucumber once. It was looking really, really straight.
You're looking forward to the cucumber kit.
No, you give it. York United cucumber kit is going to be spectacular.
It's nine. Wait, it's nine cucumbers.
Nine cucumbers. Yes, the nine cooks. That's what it is. It's the nine cooks and. And it's gonna be, oh my God, I can't wait. We are so good at this.
So I'll jump in, and I think those are all good points. I spent the last most of a decade living in East Vancouver, and my street is like, at this time of year, it is awash in cherry blossoms. There's a mature cherry tree planted in front of literally every single house on many streets in East Vancouver. The city did it at, you know, 60 years ago or whatever. And people come from all around to take their Instagram pictures of them in front of the cherry blossoms. There are cherry blossoms like overhead on the ground. When the wind blows, they're in the air like snow. Like it's such a part of that life. It's really beautiful and really wild. Yeah.
A mature cherry blossom tree. What? Too good to laugh at a fart joke?
Yeah, exactly. Cherry blossom trees. What a dick.
I'm sorry you're above that, asshole.
So I think like, and in the promo shots for this shirt is just like all of the Vancouver FC players just like in amongst those trees.
It was really well done. So
did that really well. So full credit to Vancouver FC for both of their home and away kit launches were like perfectly contextualized.
Oh yeah, no, like I honestly, ownership issues aside, kit wise this season, well done.
Yeah,
you mean Rob Enemy?
Yeah. Whoa.
Yes.
One thing
Rob,
I just want
barely to point, an acquaintance.
I do want to point out there's like a lot of Palermo happening here, right? You've got the eagle.
Oh yeah.
Compliments. That sounds like a compliment to me.
Totally. You've got the pink, pink and black. You've got the eagle logo. You've even got a bit of that high collar from the mid 2000s Palermo stuff.
That's a very good point. Yeah. No wonder we all like it.
You mean like Valermo? We're going to call it Valermo now.
Valermo, oh, Rich has a thing.
Rich, oh, Rich. What's up?
It is when you factor in, as you said, the Vancouver crest, which resembles the current Palermo, the collars, and the fact that Macron designed the kit, it is the most Italian kit
in the CanPL
to hit CanPL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a positive thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
That's a very positive thing.
Yeah. No, it's beautiful. Beautiful stuff.
Can we get a spall kit for CanPL? That would like if for those of you who don't know, treat yourself. Go look up a spall kit. Any one of the last, I don't know, 8 years.
I was gonna say decade.
My God, please.
I mean you could think yeah. Okay. Let's
sorry.
Let's go to our next province over. We are going to look at Cavalry's away shirt here. This is a green Northern Lights kit. It's got black and red highlights, as Cavalry tend to do with their green. They love including the red and the green in the green and the red. It's got white logos on the front, and it's got like it's the army green. Let's call it army green. They love that shit. And then it's got light neon green northern lights across the stomach area, and then stars up in the chest, which is really well. I hadn't really noticed the stars before. Actually, it's really good. And then on the back, given the opportunity, what a fuck up! They've got a plain green black with a constellation at the bottom.
Is that a three-legged octopus or something?
It's a three-legged octopus, which is pretty central to cavalry's.
Yeah, no, I knew that. Right, I forgot that. I'm sorry, Brenton. You're right.
Yeah, this is an interesting kit. Northern Lights. There's Northern Lights shirts around in the world. This is a decent one.
Yeah.
Rich, do you like this shirt? Do you not like this shirt? What do you do?
As a concept, it's a solid concept. However, about 48 hours after Cavalry released this kit, Minnesota United and MLS came out with a Northern Lights kit, which absolutely shits all over this. Because Cavalry are so wedded to having that military green as the predominant color, you've washed out part of the Northern Lights by having that just as a small wave of a brighter green in this drab military green. Whereas Minnesota went with the black for a night sky, because when it's the Northern Lights, it's a clear black sky. If you're going to see anything with a green would mean that there's too much light pollution, this, that, and the other. So the whole idea of having a kit based on the Northern Lights and then not teaming it with a black background to be able to make those lights pop even more, it's an own goal. And it's a shame, because the concept of the idea was very good from Cavalry, which I rarely say when Cavalry make a kit.
I think you make a point, and I'm looking at this, and if it was black instead of the military green, I think it would look weird. Like it would look like highlighter green on a black background would, maybe if it had enough stars, maybe with a ton of stars, I think that maybe that would be great. Actually, maybe it doesn't have to be super black. Maybe it can be a charcoal with stars.
Do we know what the constellation is on the back?
It's the three-legged
jellyfish.
Yes, each leg is to represent how many times they've been knocked out of a playoff.
Oh!
There's too many stars on that kick. Same one shit. Anyway.
Wow. They got.
Surely someone has the press release somewhere.
No, we're not reading a press
release. I'm not reading. No.
I want to know what the constellation.
I will say that just as an entire piece, so to speak, I like it. I do like the green. Military be damned. I don't associate it with military because I don't care about them. But I like that there's stars at the top and the Northern Lights on the bottom. I like that there's that the traditional three-legged octopus on the back. I like the cuffs and the collar. Like it's a pretty complete kit, without having to do too much thinking and too much asking. Especially, like, come on. Everybody's familiar with the story of the three-legged octopus. I mean, we don't have to go into it here. Yeah. I'm making this up, by the way. That is bullshit. I don't know what the fuck that thing is on the back.
I'm going to edit that part out, Mark. You're not going to, no one will.
No problem. That's fine. We got to keep the lie going. I really do dig this kit. It might be one of the nicest, if not the nicest Calgary kit that's ever been. So, and I do like their colors. I just kind of not been impressed with how they've executed them all, so this is definitely one of the best efforts.
Do you like the red on the collar and cuff?
I kind of like how it's there's the thick black stripe separated by the thin and the thin green and then the thin red. It weirdly makes the green both a trim and a main color, and it's an interesting effect just based on how this whole thing kind of ties together.
I have such a distaste. I have to guard against this. I have such a distaste for red and green together as a base of like colors that I like. And so I look at this and I inherently don't want that red to be there. I think overall the shirt works, but I'm like, wouldn't that be nicer if it was whatever? Anyway.
This is probably the Calgary shirt that I've liked the most. I don't tend to like their kits. I for the most part, I find them boring. Also, you know, the whole leaning into the military aspect, which we all know I hate. So,
it's a hateable reason. I understand.
But I like the Northern Lights. I like the stars. I actually would love it. Yeah. If there was more stars, on it, you know, some bigger, some smaller,
stars, more stars.
And if not carrying the design across the back, which I think could have been really cool, then more stars on the back just to like bring the whole thing together. And I don't like the red. The red is one of the things that keeps me from really marking this a bit higher. I'd rather they just have the black. I think it would lend itself to the idea of the night and the Northern Lights and that sort of thing a lot better. I think the red honestly is jarring on this one. I get it's one of their colors and they always try in every single one of their kits to work in every single color at every single opportunity, which you don't have to do. There's no law that says you have to do that. Everybody, you just don't. It's okay. It's okay. We know what your colors are. I think that part actually, I think that takes away from it, but honestly, the Minnesota one, 1,000 times better. You know, all power to the loons and their beautiful kits. Someday I will own one. But this is pretty nice for a Calgary kit. I will say that.
Yeah, pretty nice. Good shirt. And shout out to Minnesota Aurora, who have what I think is the best Northern
Lights
kit.
And of all the Minnesota kits you can have, those are actually quite superior on a regular basis.
Okay, let's head on over to Winnipeg to Valor FC's away shirt. And I'm going to read this one as well. Make sure I get what I get everything right here. This is a black shirt with the Valor colors, maroon and gold and white on it in a design. At the center of the jersey is a sunflower called Zinda Ahagan by Anishinaabe for how they bring life together. On the four corners of the jersey is the prairie crocus, which is long valued by Indigenous nations for its beauty, medicinal properties during childbirth, and ecological teachings that articulate relationality, reciprocity, and the power of the earth. And in after a question from Rich, Valor FC clarified that it was designed with the help of their Director of Indigenous Relations, Niganwawidam. And this season, they said they'll be donating 200 tickets for each game to the Winnipeg Aboriginal Sports Achievement Center. Clapping credit to Valor for doing that. A great initiative and a fairly stunning front of jersey. This is it's busy as fuck. It is a lot of design, a lot of color, and then a plain black back, which is unfortunate. But that front is pretty stunning. You know, it's there's so much going on. There's so many lines and so many,
I'm going to say something.
Wait, Rich, no, Mark, you love, get in there, Mark.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. So, I think this is fantastic. Part of what I really, really dig about this, and this is kind of it's not quite a stretch, but just bear with me. In Australia, they have the National Rugby League. I don't know how many years ago, I want to say maybe it was five, six, 7 years ago, had introduced an Indigenous round where every team had a variant of their kit with Indigenous art, local artists on their kits. Every team, all 16, 17 teams of them. I don't know why they have 17 either, but okay, I do. But that's not the point. And some of them were kind of plain. Some of them were kind of not phoned in, but it's like, okay, yeah, I see what you did there. But some of them were just phenomenal, like just phenomenal. And since then, a lot of the other sports like Aussie Rules, the Basketball League in particular, also have done Indigenous rounds with varying degrees of like creativity, color usage, but they're overall fantastic. And so after I saw that, and after the first Pacific Indigenous kit, I'm like, my kingdom for every, just an Indigenous round. I would love for a couple of these, every team to have an Indigenous round of kits, yeah, where every local community, which now I'm not completely up on my cultural centers, but I would have to think that they exist in each one of these communities and would have art, have styles that are unique to their tribes, to their regions. And I would love to see these be on display. Seeing this kit gives me that hope more so than the Pacific kits. The Pacific kits are fantastic, but like just that embracing like both the color and art, just collision. And that's the first thing I saw. Like that was the first vibe I got was, oh my God, I'm getting an NRL Indigenous kit here. And it's not an NRL Indigenous kit. It's a Canadian Indigenous kit. So already I'm in love with it. The back is the only thing I can score against it. I know it's busy. Everything you've said is correct. Everything is accurate, but I really love how it stops being filled in and it just becomes line art all like everywhere else. But the back, like in one of the press images, you have a dark gray on top of the black, which the text sits on. That could have been the back. Like basically the art is there, mm-hmm, just transpose it to the back and you would have had a 10, like no question. I do love this kit. I would love to own this, but it's so it's closer than some of the close ones, you know. It's really, mm-hmm, fucking outstanding to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Kristen, I think I cut you off before I went on my thing.
No, it's totally fine. I agree with everything you said. I was looking at the design. I think, yeah, maybe not the full design on the back, but like the under layer of the design. So not the sunflower in the center, but the underlying design. If that went around to the back, I think that could have been super, super stunning. But what I was going to say right off the bat is, unlike almost every kit, I shouldn't say that. Some of the sponsors fit in well. This sponsor fits in really well with the design. Like I think they did a good job with this, and that drives me. That annoys me greatly because I don't like it when that happens at all. But I feel like they worked the design around the sponsor, so there was some sort of collaboration there. I noticed the sponsor less in this design. Because they worked it into it. Yeah, go.
Well, I've thought about this a lot, because I agree it blends into as part of the design. I resent it for
intruding on this design.
It feels like the design has been moved around.
Yeah.
The sponsor. And
like I said, they collaborated with it, and Rich has something to say.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely collaborated. I think Rich, do you have something to say?
Yeah. You're wearing a piece of art which had a sponsor slapped over the middle of some art, and you're complaining about a kit where the sponsor does not get in the way of any of the art in the kit.
It's not that it doesn't get in the way of it. This is a separate issue. It feels like the art has been changed in order to accommodate the sponsor rather than it being, I don't know. I don't like it. I don't know why. It feels like the design was like moved in order to make sure that one soccer with its even fits the sort of the aesthetic of the design, which is good, I guess. I don't know. There's something about it that bothers me. That's as much as I got on that. I don't know.
Like I can kind of see it because it just kind of does jump out, which unfortunately, like the whole thing is framed so that could happen. Yeah. So whoever was there was going to be that, like Maple Lodge Farms in their fucking circle was going to be there. That was going to do that too. I mentioned it because it would be the only logo that has that would have a frame inside its own frame. Like it would be too meta for me for that. I don't know if there's a way around it where we could get the best of both worlds, short of having no sponsor.
I don't think so. I think that's part of why I don't quite know what to do with it, is because the design doesn't lend itself to incorporating a sponsor other than how they did it. But I still
like
don't.
I said, like they obviously it was, but again, like it was the design. The person who designed it works for the team, so like that's.
It's. I mean, the language is not that it was designed with the help of our.
Okay. Director of but education. Again, there's again. So there's I. We all know most of us don't. We don't like sponsors. We know that. We understand sponsors sadly are a necessary evil in sports. I would rather see an integration than an obliteration. So yeah. Like this got integrated into the piece. And I said, that's why I sort of, like I said, oddly, it does not bother me. I sort of approve of how they did it because they worked it into the design as opposed to putting it over the design.
Totally. And even aesthetically, like the zero or the O for
yeah,
one.
Like again, author. they it's been done that way. So yes, Rich.
Also what we're sort of glossing over here is this is a kit which was designed, I'm assuming using design product cycles before a period of time where there was a potential that another sponsoring partner of Canadian Premier League could have retroactively had their logo shoved in the middle of that shirt because Canadian Soccer Business and Media Pro, the owners of One Soccer, were at a time in court suing one another. And do you really think that if it wasn't amicably fixed, that they would have that kit with a One Soccer logo on it, or would they have just shoved something else in the middle of it, like Go-Gurt or
yeah. Tony Bet? Tony Bet. Tony Bet.
Like, so
I feel dirty saying that on here. We're not sponsored by them. Fuck them.
We got the best. We got the best of the options available to us probably on this shirt.
We absolutely got the best of the sponsorship options available to us. And the fact is that they worked with it so that it wouldn't interfere with the design of the kit.
Impose. Yeah.
And with what they're doing, it's another kit where, like I've said, like with the Pacific kit, I bought the original one. I bought this season's one. If Valor does a lot of things wrong. Somehow we're talking about a league which has 8 clubs. We're talking about a league which has had a club contracted by the league and then just eliminated. We're talking about a club. We have another club in this league who were purchased by the league and then were sold on before that. And Valor may be run worse than those two clubs. Valor may be run worse than FC Edmonton, who no longer exist. They're definitely run worse than York United. They will come out and tell you how much they spend on marketing, this, that, and the other, because they love that. They love arguing about the fact we spend so much money on marketing. But this is the best. This is the best marketing that they have done. And and the reason I asked them the question of, did you consult with local Indigenous artists or things, and are you doing anything for the local communities? Lead with that fucking shit. You're an organization who are so poor. That you've done something, you've partnered with something, and you're doing something good. Lead with it. That should be what you're promoting. You've designed an amazing kit. You've designed a very nice kit, an amazing kit. But lead with the positive, not just, oh, this is, you know, and you have to get asked about it after the fact.
Yeah.
I will be buying this kit, but you know, but also, yeah, just lead with that information if you're doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's certainly they opportunities. Okay, let's head east to the vast waste. Was it the vast wasteland of Ontario? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Vast wasteland.
Well, welcome to the hellscape.
we're going to look at Forges Away, which is a white and gray main color in the body and sleeve. It's got the dark gray and orange highlights all over the face, splashed over the collar and cuffs and hem and sponsors and then even onto the Hamilton word mark on the back.
Yeah. It's
written in the gray and orange together. The body has their spark sort of design in white on top of that. Very subtle difference with the gray in the body. And so it looks like a white kit or an off-white kit, but it's really sort of a white and gray modeled. And then the collar is a wacky Macron collar, which is like gray over top of orange, but not actually like a fold over collar, just sort of like a two layers of fabric, two different layers of fabric in the collar with orange at the front.
Mark, do you have it?
Yes, I do.
Can we see it? Never mind.
I mean, give me a minute.
Okay.
Do you have to turn your camera off, or do we get to see you change?
Do you want?
Just wanted to see the collar. I wasn't asking him to change.
No, it's in another room.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what I meant too. Yeah.
Apparently it's not what Brenton meant, but now to try and play it off as that's exactly what he meant.
And this, to me, this is interesting. People really, I saw a lot of people really like this kit. I like the idea of this kit. I don't love a couple of the executions. This dropped a few points for me. The collar, honestly, the collar lost it half a point or a whole point.
I would score it higher with a better collar for sure.
What does Macron do? Like, why do they insist on weird collar? Little things in the collars? It's an odd thing that they do. I think probably in person, this is probably a better kit. And I do wonder how much that gray and white difference in the body does show up in person. Mark, you got it right there. Let's take a look at it.
Yeah, I do have it right here.
Sorry, Rich.
Dramatic pause.
Yeah.
There it is. It's not doing great things on camera, I'll be honest.
Yeah, well, it's not a great camera.
You can see it better, though.
Yeah. You can see the pattern.
You can see the spark pattern in it.
Yeah.
Mark, I think Christine just really wants to see the collar.
Yeah, it really wants
the collar. Here's your collar. So the collar itself is its own collar. Like it's a you can flip it up. However, for whatever reason we decided, and I say we, like I had a choice. The collar is actually, there's a very small stitch that's sewn into.
Well, that's getting cut out.
Yeah. Like
that, I have my Swiss Army knife right here. I would immediately be grabbing the scissors and doing that.
That this is a proper collar. That's just, and it's a very
down.
Like it's a very easily removable. That gray swatch kind of
comes out here.
It's weird.
I don't. Yeah. The choice of it. I don't know. I'll be curious to see how many players do their own tailoring, so to speak. The problem, okay. And all of a sudden we've got flipped up collars, which would be awesome.
Yeah. Oh, I would love a flipped up collar on the field. Mark, you rated this pretty high. Now you've got a forge bias. We know this.
I will definitely lean into that, or admit to, not lean into, but admit to that I do have a bias. Mostly because one, terrible Hamilton kits. Like there's so many bad ones, and this is probably the first good away one. And because it's a good one, good away one, it's kind of a great away one. As a white kit goes, it's balanced nicely. It's not trying to do too much. It's got just enough gray. It's got just enough orange. The pattern wraps around the back. That pattern does show up on the back of the kit. And I don't need flashiness. I don't need anything super elaborate. And this kind of just, it does it nice right over the plate. No frills, nothing exceptional, but it's balanced. And I appreciate that. Give it next year. I'm sure it'll all be sideways. So kind of accepting the niceness while we have the niceness.
All right. I get it. Rich, Kristen, you guys nodding along with this?
Yeah. I mean, I gave it a 7 out of 10. So, you know, that's that again, by my rating scale, that means it's a Hamilton 10. It does what it says on the tin. It's just a nice kit.
It's a decent white kit. Yeah, I'm super curious. I want somebody to snip that collar away right now, though, because I think that the collar and the cuffs and the little flash of orange and stuff at the bottom, I think it all nicely balances it out. I like seeing the sublimated pattern. again, it's not blowing me away, but as far as white kits go, it's a pretty decent one.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Like, you know, a good, this is a good shirt. This is a, I would say it's a very good to very good. Well done. And I think Rich is right. Like, considering Forge's previous offering, especially their away shirt last year. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like a million steps ahead.
Yeah. I feel like as the season grew on last season, my opinions of the both home and away were slowly deteriorating. Like they were just half life of like, of the score, just going at each passing game. It was like, by the end, it was like, I thought these were good. They are not. And now it's like, this is revenge. You've got
some redemption here.
Good reward.
Okay. Let's head over to their, Ontario rivals, York United, with a, like, this is a standout shirt. It is their green, dark green and blue in a full checkerboard pattern, body and sleeves. Bright white Carlsberg 0.0 sponsor Macron, gold and green. I think it's green, gold and green and gold on the cuff, which just like that's a cuff. That is a gold on the hem, and then a high tight blue collar. The checkerboards have stripes within them, which make them look like a wooden sort of inlay chessboard. Like
I've heard basket weave.
It is a basket weave.
Yeah. And the detail there is great. The all of the colors work well. It's a great shirt.
Yeah. This is by far and away my favorite kit of the entire offering, top to bottom.
Of the whole season.
Everything. I just think this is such a delightfully colored, well laid out, simple, but detailed, well thought out, executed perfectly, top to bottom. Like I gave it a 9. 9 was my highest score across all 17 kits. And I think the thing that really kept me from it being a 10, and this is really just the fault of the palette, is that from a distance, it's hard to see the checkers. And I love checkers on a kit, and I don't see them often enough, which it wasn't so much a detraction, just as much like, oh, like it's my eyes playing tricks on me from a distance. I will absolutely fucking own this kit. There is no question. The only way I'm not owning this kit is that somehow the entire stock got burned to the ground, which I'll cry, or somehow I missed out and every kit was purchased because this deserves to be bought by even people who don't even acknowledge this team exists. It's fantastic.
It's like most of Southern Ontario.
Apparently. This is true. That would be true.
This is Kristen. What do you think about the sponsor?
I still think that the 0.0 part is annoying. I get that it's a very specific thing. I get that it's, you know, that's and it's sure it's good. It's good to show that you can, that non-alcoholic drinking is, enjoy that. That's a good thing. But yeah, if I had a better collar, I'd be like over the moon in love with this kit. To me, that's what's holding it back, as I want a better collar on it. But, you know, York almost always has one banger kit, and they do best when they do the darker kit. I find their darker kits to be their strong ones.
Yep.
When they really lean into these saturated colors. And yeah, this is fucking gorgeous. Love it.
Any other season, I think the four of us would agree that this would be up there in its shot with being the best kit of the season. Yeah. I think this year, I know Mark has it as his top. He gave it his highest score. And, you know, I can understand why. I have it 4 because I have the Valor away, at Vancouver away, and Pacific away ahead of it. But
yeah.
It's like I have 4 and then the scores don't necessarily indicate it, but it's a marked drop off after those 4.
Yes. I can see that.
Yeah. It's 100% up there. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. With the exception of Pacific in 2022, if you put this kit in any other season, it's walking away as the best kit designed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just handed the crown out.
And you know, when this first came out, I thought it was a very good shirt. And then over the next, I kept looking back at it and be like, actually, you know what? Then I think it's the colors. Mm-hmm. I think it's Kristen's right. The saturated colors. Like it's just like, it's like both the blue and the green are dark without being dark green or dark blue.
Yeah. You know? They're just rich.
Rich colors.
It's almost like a tapestry.
It's a bit like a tapestry. And that gold, the gold on the cuffs is just beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. Great shirt.
York United, if you are listening, don't design an away shirt for 2025. Mm. Just roll with this.
Yeah. No.
Oh, truth. Yeah. Truth. Carry this. Yeah.
Or go on. Update the collar. Boom.
Oh my God. Update the collar. I'll buy like six of them.
Yep. Kristen will buy six.
I'll just hand them out on street corners to people. Here, you need this in your life. You look sad. Here you go.
Kristen, save one for me. Just save one. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, just one. All right. I love you.
Great shirt. Let's round off our tour of the Waste Central Canada Wasteland with Atletico Ottawa's away shirt. This shirt
is, it's so bonkers.
Fucking weird. It is. I'm going to try to describe it. It is teal and peach and pink.
Mm-hmm.
And blue.
I feel like you should be singing the Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat song.
And okra and yeah.
Red. And the it's like it's circles within some type of flower. Anyone know what type of flower? Don't care. It's circles within some type of flower, all of different colors, all layered on top of each other.
It's that flower is the tourism symbol for Ottawa. That they just reprinted everywhere in the pattern that you see.
And it's like, so you look at it and like, it's like this sort of pink and teal is the sort of the two main colors that jump out at me. And then it's got a big ass fucking Maple Lodge Farms white and navy logo right splash on the chest. And it's got a bit of a weird high collar with a button up right to the top. It's got no cuff really to speak of, maybe a teal cuff. And the pattern is all on the back. There is, they didn't opt for anything different on the back. It is, and this is a weird shirt. It's interesting as hell, but this is weird. Rich, what do you got? What's
we've talked about other kits, like the York United home kit where it was so close. This is another kit. It's so close. And Kristen went off for about 45 minutes talking about the Ottawa home kit and the sponsor and how it ruined and how despite being minimal, it ruined the kit. And meanwhile, she looks at this and says, and has said, I don't think it's bad with that. But the sponsor,
I don't know why, but
the sponsor kills it. The only thing which could make that sponsorship worse would have been if they would have just gone with like the third division European, you get the white box and then the sponsor goes inside the white box. Like if you take away the white around in the circle and you have it with the colors and the design of the kit coming through, you've got it. Because Brenton thinks it's a weird high collar. It's a collar which was like it's a collar which comes from like Umbro kits of a certain era.
Yeah.
And the era is 1987, like the 1987 to 1993. And it's fantastic. Like people when they first described it, I saw people just going, oh, it's got a stupid button collar thing. And I'm like, no, that's fantastic. It's a very specific era of soccer. And it's brilliant. And it was at a time and it's in an era of soccer where kits started being crazy designs and lurid and like lurid colors and things like that. So it brought me back to a time where it's perfect. And then the sponsor kills it.
Why doesn't it bother me more on this one? Giant, why?
Isn't it amazing that there's a chicken farm and it lays a giant egg right in the middle of the shirt.
I, yeah. I don't understand.
This is what I bring
Why
to the show,
guys.
Why
doesn't it bother me more on this one, though? Like, I've been looking at both of them back and forth the last, like, 5 minutes.
Because
trying to, like, get my brain to understand why one offends me more than the other.
I think I can unravel this. The reason why this one doesn't bother you as much is because the entire pattern is bonkers and nonsensical. It's not balanced. There's nothing to it. There's no repeat. The front is a very specific, very deliberate, very repetitive design, just going from top to bottom. But the away one, that is just all over the place. So, like, if you want to slap a logo on it, it's like slapping a bumper sticker on it. Who gives a shit? It's there. You does not take away from the rest of the madness. That's the only thing, like, I can think of.
No, that's
I know, that, and actually, that's exactly it. I think that might be what it is.
The shirt is so weird that, like, imagine that sponsor logo at like a 35 degree angle and like halfway down the chest. You'd be like, oh yeah, that's normal. That's totally works.
That's even better.
You know what? I think if they switch, if they
weird
switch
sponsor the, on this shirt,
if they did, if they put this one on the other one and then the see through one on this one. It would be better for both.
Yeah, but you wouldn't see the see-through sponsor on the away kit.
No, you wouldn't see it.
It would just wash all the way out. It'd be gone.
But that would be
okay. Cool. I know. Maybe subversive. I get it.
Again, for whatever reason, yes, and I think that's actually a good explanation as to why maybe this sponsor doesn't bother me nearly as much. Also, like, the bright colors and the white kind of, I think, balance each other. I love how bonkers this fucking kit is. Yeah. It delights me. If this didn't have a sponsor, I would order it right this second.
I want, like, the socks, by the way.
I would not hesitate. I don't have very much money. I'm very poor, but I'd be like, nope, mine. I like the color. I like everything about it other than the sponsor, which again, does not offend me nearly as much as the home kit.
Okay. So I will say that the one thing about this kit that prevents it from being a 10 is that it's not a third shirt. If this was a third shirt, I'd be like, yeah, this is brilliant. This is the most amazing third shirt ever.
Yeah.
But it's an away shirt. It's like, you guys missed
this. It's pretty crazy as an away shirt.
Aren't you supposed to have a navy away shirt somewhere, don't you? If you come out with a navy third shirt, you guys fucked it all up. You should have went the other way around. So you have something normal home, normal away. What the hell is this trip third? That's the way it should be. But yeah, I really like the box. It took a while for me to adjust to it. And then when I was like, this is phenomenal. It's phenomenal. It's insane.
So much fun.
So I'll be the dissenting voice here because I don't love it. And I dislike the colors. And altogether, it is a mess. And it's a kind of a glorious mess. And this gets so many points for me for what they were doing. Yeah. And what, like, they were like, we're going to make a really fucking weird shirt. You get so many points for doing that.
I want you to get the biggest box of variety colored pencil crayons. And then I want you to close your eyes, reach in and grab 7.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's what the kit's going to be. And that's what happened.
And like, it was interesting when they had the promo shots for it or the promo material for it. The Ottawa Tourism, which is, they partnered with Ottawa Tourism when they were making this shirt. The Ottawa Tourism branding is quite muted and lovely. And this, they took all of the things about the Ottawa Tourism and they just smashed it into a big, just jumble of shit. And it came out like this, and it's wacky, and it is so fun that they did it. It is so fun that they did it, and I still think it looks ugly as hell, but I give it full marks for how bonkers and ugly it is. Full marks. Rich, why do you love this monstrosity?
Well, I've already explained why, but I've just noticed something.
What?
If you look at the Atletico Ottawa crest.
Okay.
Looking.
It fits.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah.
Like, it fits.
Oh, it's right in the center of the flower.
One of those fucking flower O's. Yeah.
Oh, like, man.
Like, perfectly.
All right.
I can't believe I've only just noticed it now.
All right. That's an 8. All right. There's a half point, Rich. Thanks a lot.
They should have made the Atletico Ottawa badge in that they should have done like a monochrome teal. instead of their blue and red.
I figured out what they could have done with the Maple Lodge, with the Maple Lodge farm sponsor now.
Put it in the middle of
in the larger teal O in the middle of like the right side.
Oh, further down.
Just fucking slap that one there. Right in the middle of the O as well.
Shrink it by half.
That would have been great. And
put it in the middle of the teal.
That would have been great.
It would have been.
That would have gotten easily. I give it another point and a half for that for sure.
Oh, that would have also got a 10. I think. It's like, wait. The sponsor's now still, in on this bonkerness. I love you all.
So, yeah, it's exactly. So close.
Yeah,
I need so close. So close.
If that were the case, I would have to excuse you all. I need to go buy chicken for some reason.
Yeah. Quick question. Is this the weirdest shirt in CanPL history?
Yes.
Better question. Name something closer. Like, exactly.
York 9 map kit was really weird.
That's just bad.
This is bonkers and delightful.
Utter absurd delight.
This is absurdity.
The closest thing would be maybe the Carabana kit for TFC.
Because there's a coherence to it that is lovely.
Oh, okay, fair.
And the
fair,
color,
fair.
Like, it's...
It's a
lovely kit. Be quiet. You will not slander the Carabana kit.
I got nothing as far
no,
as...
No, this is great. I love this thing. I love it. Hobart, it's just fucking awesome. On to something that we don't like.
Amazing work by Atletico Ottawa.
Before we go on to something we don't like, if you're Atletico Ottawa, fucking just don't wear the home kit at all. Just wear this in every single match. You will not clash with any of your opponents.
That's true.
Like, what are they wearing?
Maybe Vancouver away. Maybe.
I was just thinking that.
Just it's fine because Vancouver. For the lightness.
But Vancouver will wear the home kit. It will never clash.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Like you show up. You show up, and I figured it out. It's a goalkeeper kit. That's what this is.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like you show up and you're playing a team of goalkeepers. But weirdly the goalkeeper is wearing the most sensible looking shirt.
Yeah, it'll be like,
oh my god, make that happen. Make that happen. Make the goalkeeper wear the striped shirt.
Yeah.
Please. I would love that forever. Just love
it. Just like never the goalkeeper should never smile and should stand there, no look on his face ever.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't sign up for this shit.
Okay. Let's finish off the away shirts with like the most contrasting jump from shirt to shirt in this possible. We're heading to Halifax, and Halifax has, by contrast, just a plain, boring gray and white shirt with some navy trim.
Way to bring the room down, Halifax.
Little gray trim on the cuff.
I mean,
and the navy blue BW.
Boats, right? Boats?
There's boats. In the design, in the gray and white, in the body and sleeves, there's what appear to be boats and other things. And Mark, I think you said it. I can't remember if this was you. It looks like a kid's sleeping bag. Not you that said that.
If somebody else said it, then that's pretty good because I did not come up with that. But I see it though. I see what you mean. It really just looks like random noise. Now, granted, you know, the boat thing is kind of nice and, you know, why not lean into the maritime thing? That's what you do, Halifax. That's what you do. However, it's that kind of like, it's kind of like playing the card for nothing. Like just, it just was kind of, you had a good one and it just was this.
Yeah.
You could have saved that. It could have been next year's home kit where you do it and just play with the colors a bit and it would have been, whoa, that's spectacular. Instead, it's just like, oh, this looks like
it's been,
this looks like the aftermath of an ice storm. You know, like it where just cars skidded out. It looks like a messy road that just froze over. The cuffs are nice. End of compliments.
Yeah. The color is not nice. Like color is like, it's a crew neck with that little dip at the beginning at the front that is like the little notch cut down from the front.
That's a Macron special from a couple seasons ago, if I remember.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And That's kind of it. I don't know what else we got here. Anyone?
The only thing that's really, really, truly a shame with the photo is that in one of the promo shots, the different shades of all the images are fantastic. Like you can see the contrast, you can see different things, but on every other photo, they're washed all the way out. What the players are wearing, the still shots, the renders, they are just not there. What the hell happened?
It would be a different story. It just all looks like smudged, or you know, like when you step in dust and you don't leave like dark footprints, but you leave those smudgy gray. It looks, I don't know. I'm disappointed because I like Halifax and they usually do at least okay kits, and this is so sad.
The description I used was this looks like the pattern of wallpaper that you find on a cottage that hasn't been renovated in 40 years. And it's just like, why? Like it was on sale. That's what we bought. Like, you know, or we're on a lake. I saw boats in it. Let's get the one with the boats on it. It's just kind of nonsensical, but like the difference between that one where the colors are rich are like, that goes from being like an 8.5.
Holy crap.
To
Kristen has just seen the photo that you're talking about, Martin.
This is so different. It's like, but even
details, that one's super interesting. And this one, and the one that, and the one that they've got on, like in the store is like,
if this was the kit,
oh
my god.
But even like the cuff has the yellow, the yellow,
and the color is different. What?
It's this is the kit that they actually released is the Wish version of the kit that we thought we were going to get is really what it is.
Or I mean, they wore them today, right? I think against Pacific. So it might be interesting to look at pictures from the game and see.
I mean, it looked like a white kit.
You're right.
From video,
you're right.
That was
wishful thinking on my part.
But you know, like you may have watched the game a little bit more closely than I did, Brenton. But yeah, I mean, it was a white looking kit.
It looked it did just kind of look grayish, kind of
washed out in a way. Yeah, whereas like they had like that kit in the photo, but it's there. It's
Mark's
that's Mark's so disappointing.
Like look at the contrast and the like the blue that comes through.
I guess the new question is, why did Halifax deserve this? And the answer is they really
didn't. Who did they piss off?
They just happened to run out of ink the day they were printing your shirt. Is that it? Liars.
Thanks a lot, Macron. Okay, well, what a bit of a disappointing end to what
but
is...
Wait, let's get more disappointing. Let's talk about the surprise.
Don't interrupt my segue. What a disappointing end to a set of pretty wild away shirts. Pretty wild, right? Like the Pacific.
Yeah, they're fun for the most part.
Ottawa. They're wild shirts. And on the whole, like I think I looked at all of our ratings, but even just like how we talked about, like these away shirts, we all rated them very high. We rated mostly like pretty good
or mid,
and like Macron and the teams just kicked it up a notch.
Yeah,
these away shirts, and they did. Some of them are phenomenal.
The away collection is, I think, as a whole superior to the home ones. Just not even like for like, just grab the bunch and put them side by side, and I think the away ones are way nicer.
Yeah,
It's been a very good season. I might even go as far as saying better than last year.
I think so.
This away batch, it's weird when the away batch just outshines the home batch. And
true.
God, good fucking work.
Yeah.
Away shirts. Love them, hate them. They're away shirts.
I have retroactively docked the Halifax away shirt a point to make it my lowest scoring of the home and away shirts based on that one photo of we could have had.
They deserve to be punished for the bait and switch, honestly.
Yeah.
Like there's no excuse.
I might go back to you, but
yeah. Okay, let's skip over to our final shirt and this is will prove to be fun.
The worst shirt.
Because Cavalry released a third shirt, and I believe it's only the Is it the fifth third shirt in league history? We had the
I don't know.
Forge. We
so
had
Forge had Forge Hamilton. Had the black and Forge. Yellow.
We had Edmonton had the orange, bright orange.
Beautiful. The drillers, yeah.
Had, York has Ottawa, had Ottawa last year had the purple. I forget what.
Oh right.
York.
Is that the ice skating one or was that the flag one?
It was purple. I don't know.
Anyway.
York, York had one last season.
York's had a couple thirds. Well, one was one was the whole when they first rebranded with the stripe away kit. It was their third kit for the following season, technically. Oh, yeah. But then they had the Pride kit last year.
York did the Pride kit last year.
That's right. They did the
Pacific,
Pride kit.
Pacific, the Indigenous kit carried over to be the third kit last season.
Yeah,
and they wore it, I think, in a couple games. So we'll count that as a proper third kit. And so then we get Cavalry gets a third kit, and I'm gonna take a look at it. It is a gray and white camo. It is very clearly a gray and white camouflage body and sleeve. It has got only green in the highlights, thick green cuff, a proper green collar, proper in the way that we think of a collar, and then a green badge, Macron logo, and then black sponsor across the front. Wait, they have a black and red C. Oh, no, it must be a green. It must be a green and red C flag at the bottom on the back, because Cavalry insist on every shirt of theirs having something at the back on the bottom. And I don't know why, and it's terrible. But this is a third shirt, and I'm not sure why they have it, but they have it. That's it. I don't know. Anyone? Rich?
Sure, Rich, go first.
I will describe this shirt as Army, just because Army. And then when you didn't think there was enough Army, they put an Army tramp stamp on the back.
Is that what it is? It's like a something, I don't know, like a flag of a
banner
flag or something.
It's a banner designed to, reference. It's one of the ones that they have, I believe, at Bruce Meadows because Army.
Do they still have the guy riding around on the horse?
Yes.
At the cavalry guy, like he's an anyway, whatever. So this is an Army shirt, and I'm going to lower my rating of it. I had it at a surprising as a 7.
Even on a good day, really?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck you were smoking when
fair,
you. Put
hey, listen, in. These are fair comments.
I was ready to destroy you into a tiny pile of cinders for that rating, and so thank you for lowering it because Brenton, you're better than that.
Well, here's the thing. I think the green cuffs and collar
gave it 7 points.
Are perfectly balanced with
it. Gave it 9. Brenton's original score was -2.
Was it? Are they're so perfectly balanced with the body that I give that marks, that like proper marks for that. I think it's not often, like you can look up in our list, look up at Halifax, look up and then look up at Forge, and those aren't as balanced as this shirt is. Now, I don't like this shirt, but I think aesthetically that balance is a very well done. Now, I don't like the shirt, but I like that they did that so well. That's it.
Mark, do you want to go before I do?
Yes, because I hopefully it won't be 30 minutes. I gave it a 5. Really, the things that I liked was that it's largely a white grayish shirt with green cuffs, green collar, monocolor, green badge. Like, I like that almost if there was no pattern, it would be a perfectly 70s shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
And what, calling it camel, okay, like the pattern on it, it's too dark. And I know why. It's because of what it's supposed to represent. It could have been lighter or not at all, or pinstripes or other fucking things. And it was none of those things. And it's just, it's like, let's take this and, like you said, Army it, and didn't need to be armied. You've done enough armying, over armied, some might say. you can calm the fuck down. And you didn't. And you took what could have been a very simple, clean, classic looking kit and just, you know what this needs? It's like, yeah, testosterone, you asshole. Sure. Why not? And it's just unnecessary. It really takes a good thing, a simple thing, an easy win thing, and just ruin it. So I liked it because it got that far, but that five is as good as you're ever getting.
Do you think it's like the CEO or the head of whatever is like the army guy, and in every meeting they're like, yes, Brett, they're like, make it more army. You're like, okay, like, yeah, like every time they're like,
yeah, the head manager demands everyone salutes him.
Totally. Yeah. Thanks, like, Brett.
Yeah. Calm down. Your brother was in the military. Yeah. I know. You tell us every day. We don't have to ask. But you weren't.
Yeah. Brett loves the army.
Fucking Brett.
Kristen.
So the only reason this doesn't have a zero from me is actually because of the collar and cuffs, because those are decent. Those are well done. That gave it 2 points. I had it 3. I knocked it down another one. Just looking at it makes me angry. Anyone who knows me knows that I've been annoyed with Calgary's military presentation since the beginning of the CAMPL. I am forever and always will be bothered by shoving anything that has to do with the military into sports or into anything like this, but especially sports. We do it enough with terminology. We do it enough with the singing of the national anthems. You know, it's just, you know, and how we commentate on sports and how, like, there's enough of that. We honor the military, but this is it's not even a pet peeve. This is a thing that truly, truly bothers me when I see this in sports, especially in sports uniforms, but also I see it in clothing because, you know, in this case, it's deliberate. It's meant to honor the military. It's meant to be a nod, a tie to their military roots, to honor those things. And so to put it on full display, not as a special day, not as a one-off kit. No, they're going to do this. This is a, here you go. Now, yes, it's a third kit, so they won't wear it as often, except for probably next year. But the more that you put camouflage on clothing and make it a commonplace everyday thing, the more you desensitize people to the correlation and the relationship to what that's supposed to represent. And so, oh, it's just fashion. Oh, it's just a kit. Doesn't mean anything. Fuck you. Yes, it does. And if you don't think it's deliberate, I'm really, really sorry, but it is. It makes the medicine go down easier. And the medicine sucks. And I really think that people talk about there shouldn't be any politics in sports. Here it is. And anytime we do stuff like this, it infuriates me. And this is why I will never own a Calgary kit, because they do stuff like this far too often. And now they've come out and found the most blatant way to do it with an actual camouflage kit. And I get most people don't agree with me. And I understand that. And they just, whatever, they think I'm, well, when do they probably call me? Probably call me a communist. That's fine. Go for it. But this to me is problematic. And stuff like this shouldn't happen in sport. And I'm going to stop talking now.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Full on. I agree. I fucking hate it. Military appreciation nights are like
fuck off.
Bane of my soccer existence. Fucking North American stupid bullshit.
Yeah.
I've never been to one. I never go.
Yeah, I could.
Nor do I sell my tickets to those.
I could donate my tickets to those events. But
so
could
the team.
Yeah, if you guys want to have one, why don't you fucking donate them?
Exactly.
Why don't you show your real appreciation to them and give them a night out? Why would you rely on anybody else to do it? Because it's a job. And if they want to come to it, they can buy a ticket too. So, not sorry.
Yeah, stupid cavalry.
Yeah, fuck cavalry.
Yeah, fuck cavalry.
Yeah, yeah, how's that championship looking? Four.
Wow. This is
I know.
I shouldn't have gone last. You should let me go first.
It's late.
It's so late. Yeah, I did that fairly coherently, though. I was really proud.
Yeah, no, you done good. It was, honestly, it was 18 minutes short than I thought it was going to be. So. Yeah. Thank you.
It's late. I tried to trim it down.
All right. So that's the entirety of the shirts we're going to talk about. Oof. Who loves soccer shirts?
Me. Just me, apparently.
Yeah, it was just you. It was weird.
It's true. We talked about this offline. It's Kristen.
Yeah.
Yeah, just Kristen.
Yeah, but... you know what, Rich, we had a good run. We think we came to that conclusion.
Wait. Very quick restorative related story. When my mom and my stepdad were here the other week, and they first time they came over, because they hadn't been here for a long time, my stepdad had never been here, my mom's looking around the apartment and she's like, really have a lot of scarves. And every room she would go into, because if you've been in my house, they're everywhere. She's like, there are a lot of scarves. I was like, I think she's concerned. I think she seemed more concerned about the scarves than the number of books that I own. But I didn't let her see the closet or the two drawers of Kit. So that was probably better.
Did you place your hand on her shoulder and tell her, but these are only some of them. Yeah. There are more out there.
I don't have them yet. Well, there's that. I did tell her there was some that she hadn't seen because they weren't on display.
I need more walls, Mom. So
I need to muffle my apartment better. So I need to be able to hang more cigars.
Yeah. Okay. Let's wrap it up there, folks. Pretty wonderful times. Talking about all these away shirts. Last episode, talking about all those crazy home shirts. I'm just going to do a quick rundown here. And so I took our ratings for the home and the away, and I combined them. And then I added them all together. So this is how we ranked all of these shirts, all of these sets of shirts. Okay. By team.
Okay.
Highest, from highest to lowest. Top team, Vancouver. Vancouver.
What I say? Highest rating.
Next up,
what was the rating?
Oh, I don't know. Like, I don't know, 65 points. I don't know.
Never mind. Go on. Yeah. I'm with your bad self.
So Vancouver, then Valor, then Valor, then Pacific, then York, then Ottawa, then Forge, then Cavalry, then Halifax. That rings pretty true. I thought maybe York might be a bit higher up there. But that feels pretty true, right? Those sets.
It's funny because like I know with Rich, he said that this is, you know, some of the best Forge kits that they've had. And I agree with it. But in reality, against the scope of everything else.
Yeah.
It's still middle.
It's still the sixth best. Kits home and away. But, you know.
Yeah. But Vancouver, I think Vancouver being top is...
Makes sense.
Like I said, that's what I said, but I think that makes sense on balance.
Yeah, it's fair.
Yeah,
Valor pips Pacific on the weakness of Pacific's home kit.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. Me. That's my handiwork right there.
Yeah, Mark. Way to go.
But to be perfectly fair, like even just kind of thinking about it outside of like what we scored them. In my head, Valor, like personally, Valor's got the best kits of the season. Like, but that was before what you guys scored is what I'm saying. So this kind of nothing about what I've put surprises me, and how it all kind of played out also doesn't surprise me. So.
Yeah. And I asked folks for some feedback about their favorite sets of shirt. And the most common answer was Vancouver. So well done to their team for getting those shirts out in the world. Like they did good stuff. Good stuff all around. I think, because even with some of the misses in here, I think again, Macron and these teams are putting out good shirts, pretty consistently and getting better, each year. So, we're a little blessed here. Like every time I think about the one shirt manufacturer monopoly that MLS has with Adidas, I'm like, oh, what a stupid thing. And then I'm like, oh, and Macron and CanPL, oh, that's so great. I feel a little bad, a little awkward. But while Macron is doing good work with these teams, you're like, okay, stick with it.
Well, no, but that's the thing is there's a difference, right, between a smaller Italian kit manufacturer doing a scope for eight teams than a behemoth doing what are 32 teams in MLS now or something like that?
Something. I don't know anymore. 770. A lot.
And then, you know, and now too that many. And since COVID now, everybody seems to be on that, trying to be on that pattern of you get a home kit and an away kit most every season. So there you go. Congrats. Adidas are creating 765 kits for MLS teams. So yeah, you're going to run out of patterns and designs. Whereas if you're doing 16 a season, and again, and I will say this, 16 a season is too many. At some point, this league is going to have to do what the rumor was that they had intended to do of every alternating home and away kits every other year. So if you wanted to be that person who is a completist, you weren't spending $300 a year on kits.
It's a good point. It's a good point, Rich. It's a very good point, Rich. True. So many good points in there, Rich. It's a lot of good points, Rich.
There's some bad ones too, but you know,
we can't get them all around all the time.
You can't win them all. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
but good point, Rich.
Yeah, kit nerd corner. Some good, some bad. Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit.
100% Malakia. Yeah.
Okay. Let's get out of here. Thanks so much, everyone, for listening. As always, go to kitnerdcorner.ca to see all the shirts that we've been talking about and all the various other things. Mark, where can people find you and talk to you about your hatred of Pacific's Purple?
You can find me and my hatred of Pacific's Purple at kitnerdmark. And that's Twitters and Instagrams. And I might go on Instagram to respond to you, maybe.
Rich, where do people go and tell you that your taste in Pacific shirts is impeccable?
I mean, right now, they can't because I'm going to be going to bed, but if they want to leave a message, tea at halftime on Twitter.
Oh, it's good stuff. Kristen,
any Calgary or fans of camouflage, can send their hate messages to me at KZ Knowles on Twitter. I do have open DMs, but I have no obligation to talk to you. So feel free to shout into the void.
And I'm Brenton. I'm Caps Offside. And I only have good opinions about shirts. Thanks so much, everyone. Oh, check out KitNerdCorner at Twitter for all the fun times. And have a wonderful night. Oh, my God.
Only good opinions about shirts, Mr. Cavalry third shirt 7. Fuck off.
Yeah. Nice one.
Do you know how hard I had to wait to not interrupt?